This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Senegalese singer Youssou N'Dour, one of the world's best-known pop artists, has a new album out, and this one he's devoted to God.
Allah, 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 Allah.
The CD, Egypt, features songs about a form of Islam called Mourid Sufi mysticism. It is uniquely Senegalese, and Youssou is a devoted follower. But the album also celebrates the universal appeal of his faith.
This album can say is not the religion for Arabic people, it's also for black people, for African people, for Asian people. Assalamu alaikum means peace for all.
The album has a lot of the Senegalese instruments that Youssou's been using since he started singing in Dakar in the 1960s. But the album is also different from many of his previous records. Over the West African rhythms, he layers rich Egyptian and orchestral sounds. His father is a big fan of Egyptian music. Youssou heard it around the house while he was growing up. So when he decided to make an album about Islam in Africa, Egypt had a natural draw. But when I spoke with Youssou earlier, he told me about his main influence.
The other inspiration is, you know, the religion in Senegal. You know, the leaders we have, they promote the religion and the content is about them.
These are songs of praise about real figures, real men of faith who've been religious leaders. There's one, Shukra Bamba. Who is he?
Mm-hmm. Bamba is the leader of Mouridism, and he's really the most popular leaders guiding us, you know, to the Muslim religion. He created this city called Touba, where you can saw more than 3 million people coming every time. Bamba also is the one who really believe and fight against colonization to make this religion, you know, the first religion in Senegal. He support justice.
This is a man who was alive 100 years ago, but he's still a very important figure for you.
Yeah, he's very important figures for us.
You're one of his disciples?
Yeah.
What is different about faith in Senegal, in Dakar, where you live? What are the particular elements of the of faith that you're singing about here?
Dakar is a city when you can see Friday, a lot of people go to the mosque. And same time, Saturday night, a lot of people going to the club.
This is your first visit to the United States since the attacks of 9/11 and all the talk about Islam in this country since then. It's an album, you say, that is about Islam in your country, but I wonder if you also want it heard. I guess you do in this country because you're over here talking about it.
Yeah. I think Islam is the same religion everywhere. And the way people present the religion in different parts of the world make the difference. And the extremists are the minority, definitely. This religion is religion for peace.
Ya deugul ke fa watul Yusuf, is your father still alive?
Yeah.
He is, so you've had a chance to play this album for him.
Yeah, I played this album for him, you know, long time ago, before people get it. And he was really proud, and I tell him about how he, when I was 10, he influenced me for this album.
Your father is a man of, he's a very devout Muslim, yes?
Yeah.
So for him to think that he has had some influence in you and in your music, mm-hmm. and an expression of faith, that must be quite a thing.
Yeah, it was really surprised, but at the same time, he believed on the sincerity of this album. During the Ramadan, every time my father tell us, be close to God, be close to your religion, make you happy, more human being. And, you know, when he listened to this album, he say, you get my message, and try to deliver to the young people, your kids, or, you know, the others.
How's that working? You get this message from your father. Are you able to pass it on to your sons? And you have sons and daughters?
Yeah. I have 2 boys and 2 girls.
What do they think of this album?
They love it. And children, when they feel something, when they enjoy something, you see the reaction. And musically, you know, they are really, you know, receptive. And when they love something, you know, I listen to this record with my kids, and they love it, and they feel it.
Yusuf's English is pretty good, but he had an interpreter along to help explain the lyrics of his song, Bamba the Poet.
Cher Ahmadou Bamba.
My dear Ahmadou Bamba.
A écrit.
You wrote.
Tellement de choses.
So many things.
Qui nous impressionnent.
That we are very impressed.
Et on a dit aussi dans l'histoire.
And it also has been said in history.
Ce que vous avez écrit et qui est sous la mer.
That all that you have written and that now is under the sea.
Parce qu'il était déporté de par la mer.
Oh, because he was deported from his country through the sea. Ahmadou Bamba warna yeen kuy bindi kat. Ahmadou Bamba warna yeen kuy way kat.
Et l'histoire dit aussi.
And the story says also.
Ce qu'il a écrit qui est sous la terre.
That all that he has written that is now under the earth.
Je me demande, est-ce qu'il dormait la nuit?
That he wrote so much that he ever slept.
So you're writing of Bamba the poet. You wrote so much. When did you ever sleep?
Oui. Yes.
Yusuf Ndour, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you.
That interview by Day to Day's Alex Chadwick. And to hear more from Yusuf Ndour's new CD, Egypt, visit our website, npr.org.